Thank you. Great to be here. Good morning. Exciting time of year, of course. Everyone's working hard and pretty healthy at this point. A lot of new players on a roster. Only three guys that have played any minutes at OU last year. So everyone's new. Everyone's feeling their way a little bit, determining roles. But great energy, great enthusiasm. More length, more size. Excited about watching this group grow and develop and hopefully become a good basketball team.
Okay, we'll take questions for Coach. You put your hand up, we'll get the microphone to you, and you can ask your questions. We had a question on the left side about halfway up.
Hi, Lon.
Hey, Gary.
Gary Nemec, Tulsa World. And one of your new guys in particular, Mr. Harmon, guy I know you're counting on to do a lot of big things for you this year. Give us an update on how he's progressing and how much grasp he has of what you're asking him to do.
Yeah, Davion has been terrific. Couldn't be more pleased by we started workouts in June, the first summer session. Couldn't be more pleased by the progress he's made from that point to this point. Very well prepared coming out of high school. Played for a very good program. A lot of good tradition. Fundamentally very sound. So he had a great base from which to work. And he's doing terrific. He's a tough guy that makes players around him better and works extremely hard every day. Just a terrific teammate and a good guy to be around every day.
We had a question on the front row on the left side.
Riley Gates from GoPowerCat.com. Coach, you obviously added a lot of new faces with a pretty big signing class, but it is a top 25 class, a lot of talent in it. How have you balanced the challenge of adding new faces, getting them to adapt to your program, but obviously, like I said, a lot of talent in that class?
It's a little bit unusual to add that many people at one time, new people, new faces at one time. Christian Doolittle and Brady Manick and Jamal Benamy, the three guys returning, have done a terrific job of helping them understand what needs to be done, understand what lies ahead. Anytime it comes from player to player, it's much more effective than coming from a coach to player, trying to prepare them for what lies ahead. But they've done a good job. And the new guys have been enthusiastic. They're all kind of feeling the way a bit, determining what their roles are going to be. And, of course, that's determined by what they do every day in practice and early season games leading up to conference play. But, again, it's been a fun group to work with every day in terms of watching them work to get better and work to improve in areas where they need to improve in.
Questions for Coach. You're not going to let him get by with just two questions. That ain't going to work. We've got a question on the left-hand side about halfway up.
Give us something that has intrigued you, Lon, about these guys so far in practice. Maybe that surprised you, that you've learned that maybe you didn't have until you got these dudes together.
Found out early on that the versatility is going to be a strength, and I think the depth will be a strength. A lot of guys, interchangeable parts, chance to play bigger or smaller, depending on maybe opponent or the play of our guys. But probably the two things there, versatility, flexibility in terms of moving people around, maybe taking advantage of some mismatches, and then the depth, being able to play 9 or 10 people on a hopefully a pretty consistent basis.